Welcome to I Got Your Six podcast, news and review, where we've always got your back when it comes to staying informed. Join us as we delve into the latest headlines, providing a comprehensive review of the week's top stories. From politics to pop culture, we've got you covered from every angle. So sit back, relax, and let us be your trusted source for news and analysis.
Hey everybody, guess what? It is I, your one and only, the master of all ceremonies, your hood professor. It is I, Dr. Demetrius J.R. Bell. This right here is your local news and review. Sorry, it's been a while. I've just been busy doing some other things, taking care of some business, TCB, take care of business. All right, let's get down to things. In the news today, the stock market is at an all-time low. The bear market's doing pretty good. The bull market is doing pretty upstanding. The GDP is doing a fluctuating market. Now, this is something I want to let you know when it comes to the stock market. Listen, I was watching a video on YouTube. It was from a company. They were talking about this one technology company called Nikola company, and it's a big. They are electric company. They're also dealing with hydrogen. They make hydrogen fuel cells as well as electric hydrogen fuel cell. Let me tell you something right now. Their stocks right now is at 70 cents, 73 cents, 70 cents a share. If you looking to get into the stock market and you just want to buy some stocks that's not going to break you, buy a couple of shares of that. Hey, $5 will give you 5 shares. $5 will give you like 10 shares maybe. You do like 6, maybe 5 shares, be like $5, be pretty good. You should invest in that. I mean, it's not going to make or break you. You're not looking to get rich, but you know, just keep you some shares that'll help you out. Also, right now in the news today, along the border of Texas, there was a social media influencer who went along the border just walking, and along the border, as he was walking, he noticed that some of the gates. Along the doors were just wide open. People were just running through. So also in the news today, in the northeastern area, the weather has been an all-time balmy, high winds, high storms. And in the southern areas, mostly a lot of tornadoes and everything is going on. And also in Georgia, former President Donald J. Trump has been doing pretty good because he won his thing over there and they got him on the ballot. Yes. And also in top story, Nikki Haley says she's no longer bound by the RNC pledge to endorse Trump if he wins. And she's willing to endorse Donald J. Trump. Because as is going on right now, Donald J. Trump, the former president, is taking state by state. He just won Missouri. And I think he's winning Kansas. And he's going state by state. And he's just dominating the market. Yes. Also in the news, at the White House, they're having some issues with, they can't understand how is it that they allegedly found cocaine at the White House. The Secret Service doesn't know where it came from. They're baffled. And also a lot of people are saying that because of the two presidents, former President Donald J. Trump and the current president, Joseph R. Biden, they're up in age, they're in their 80s. They want to know, are they able or capable of running this country? I think to be honest with you, we voted them in. If you voted for Joseph R. Biden, yes, then that's the kind of thing I say that it should work. Also, the Supreme Court did a move, not a good thing for Donald J. Trump, because good thing for Donald Trump, George Conway said. It also states that the Supreme Court justice is also looking at, a lot of people are signing a petition to have Justice Thomas to be removed. He's not going to be removed. The reason why he's not going to be removed is because when you get that job, that's a job for life. The only way you can be removed is if you die. That's about the only way you can do it. Also, in the National Weather Service, in the southern part of California, they issued a air quality alert for areas up in the Coachella Valley, areas along the Coachella Valley, Thermal, Desert Hot Spring, Palm Desert, Indio, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, areas along there, Beaumont, Banning, areas along that areas, up there, Cabazon, and those areas along there, they said the weather is at an all-time really low, the all-time high weather, pollen's up, and the weather, pollen's up, ragweed and pot spores are up, yes. Also, I wanted to tell you, hold on, I gotta find it. I'm looking for it. Up in the northern part of California, along the Sierra Nevada border areas, the northern part of California slammed with frigid, heavy snowstorms along the valley areas. Blizzards are in effect along the Sierra Nevada. The most extreme conditions are unfolding at the highest levels with whiteout conditions and hurricane force winds in the Sierra Nevada. The snow has closed a portion of I-70 a 70 mile stretch of Interstate 80 near the Nevada state line for more than a day after officials reported stranded drivers. That'll be Friday night. The extreme heavy snowfall is a rate of 2 to 6 inches an hour, combined with strong winds exceeding 100 miles an hour, will maintain the impossible travel conditions in the Sierra Nevada. The Weather Prediction Center said that has warned of high to extreme avalanche dangers through Sunday afternoon in the central Sierra and greater Lake Tahoe area. About 5 to 12 feet of snow was forecast to fall along the crest of the Sierra by late Sunday, while damaging winds and gusts possible in the exceeding of 75 miles an hour could be expected. Yeah, that's what I mean, I'm telling you. So you gotta understand, also family also are in, this one right here was 14 minutes ago, was posted by CNN. Family was in shock and dismay mourning the following the Illinois police shooting of a man inside his own home. This one says that a family of an Illinois man was shot and killed by local police in his bedroom last month, are calling for the officer involved to be identified and charged after authorities released portions of several officers' body cam video capturing the shooting, reported by CNN. We never got answers. We don't know anything. Kenneth Barnes, the older sister, Kenitha Barnes, the older sister of Isaac Goodwill, told CNN Saturday. Justice for us is the police being charged, Barnes says. Goodwill, 30, died February 3rd after being shot once in the chest. Carroll Springs Police Department Chief Donald Cummings said in the video statement Friday, the shooting is under investigation by IAB. IAB is the Internal Affairs Bureau, and that the county attorney office and the state attorney general is also investigating. Yes. Also, California also passed a law right now which is giving a green light to Waymo, the green light for Waymo, which is our autonomous taxis, their robot taxis. Yes. So you will be seeing those out. I'm being honest with you. You will see those going around. Also in the news today, 3 arrests are after a Brazilian influencer gang raped in India while on a motorcycle trip around the world. Meaning that this influencer, she was riding around on a motorcycle, allegedly riding around on a motorcycle. It's by the Daily Beast. 17 hours ago, it was on a motorcycle, and she was riding around in India, and she got kidnapped and raped, gang raped by a bunch of young people, allegedly. So now, also in the news today, I wanted to tell you something. This is what's going on right now. I want to tell you this right now. A lot of the things that we, as citizens, we need to be more cautious and more careful about what we do. Also, look at this right now. Listen, like I told you about Nikolai Stock. Reason why I'm telling you about this stock, you don't have to buy this stock. I'm not trying to tell you to buy it, but I'm telling you, if you do want to buy it, it's only 70 cents. Hey, it's like buying a cup of coffee. Get a cup of coffee, you can buy some stock. Yes, because you never know, that stock may go up. If it does go up, guess what? You have some shares. You can tell people, I got shares of that stock. Also, get some stock like SoFi. Like I told you in my last podcast, Kimberly Clark, Procter & Gamble, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Yum Yum Corporation, those are good stocks to invest in. I'm telling you that because I need to let you know, because you're one of my students. If you're like one of my students that follow me and stuff, listen, you need to get some stock. Invest in yourself. Not for today, but for the long term, okay? Do it for the long term. Longevity, everything that you need to do is just follow things like that. And also remember, this is election year. It's also a leap year. Don't forget, in the summer coming up, the Summer Olympics are coming up in Paris. Get ready. Get ready, depending on who you're supporting. Whether you are supporting the U.S. or whatever country you're from, remember, Olympics are coming up. It's going to be in Paris. Yes, in Paris. Not Paris, Texas. Paris, France. That's where the Olympics is going to be held at. So we need to get ready, and you need to be ready to watch and everything. I'm going to be watching because there's certain countries I want to see. Like I want to see Samoa. I want to see American Samoa. I want to see Tonga. I want to see New Zealand. You know, stuff like that. I want to see Rapa Nui. I want to see places like that, Bora Bora. You know, stuff like that. The South Pacific. I want to see Puerto Rico. I want to see the Dominican Republic. I want to see Haiti if they're in the Olympics, because I want all these smaller countries to get in there. Besides, I also want to see Africa, because they'll be there. But I want to see these people, not the normal of what you normally see. Okay, that is the news in review. Hey, this is your Hood Professor, Dr. J.R. Bell Emeritus. I'm going to catch you in the next podcast. I'll catch you down, and also stay tuned. We'll keep you informed.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, we've got your six.